I think the parking lot users list is probably as complete a list as this there is, but it should be in the parking lot. Know that it's there. They want to say more than these guys' pictures, it's available right now. It'll be the early evening show.
The definition of early evening is like the twilight hour?
Well, probably more like the 7:30. Because it's going to be, the second is Monday night. So, and the movie's going to be Finding Nemo. That's the Pixar movie that is going to be out in the industry.
Does it come with popcorn?
I got to ask that question.
The theater does have popcorn.
Oh, I know that.
I don't have dedication.
Not afraid.
Okay, not afraid of popcorn.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. I just want to clarify. I know where that's going.
You have to get the...
Wow, I didn't want to say about popcorn, you can't...
No, there's all the popcorn you can eat, just bring plenty of money.
Yeah.
Popcorn is not cheap.
No, it's not.
They also have a Snicker bar in the pocket.
Leave the beer at home, though, Jim.
Yeah.
It's a lot simpler for the movie company.
Well, we got to walk before we can run, so this is a good first step, and we can always try and come later. As this becomes more mainstream, it's, now it's still kind of exotic. It's just exploded in the last couple of years, the number of theaters and the number of movies, so we know where to walk out. Coming in our direction. So you mean that he's the one that does the driving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know my wife, she's the biggest, she didn't have to go to X-Men, let alone describe it to me, so, and let Matrix, she has no desire to go to, and that movie's so visual that without description,
thank you, Bob. Is there anything else that anybody has?
Other?
You know, if you took a break at the time of our public comments, is there anything that you wanted to say at this point? Okay, the only other item of business is the executive session, and what that means is that it's one of the few times that we do things in a closed meeting. Public meeting law allows for us to do that if we make it clear ahead of time that we're doing it and state topics that will be being discussed. In this case, the topics are the staff survey results and the executive director's evaluation. When we are finished with the executive session, we will then publicly probably, you know, announce when, whether or not we finished all of that business, and if we need to have a conference meeting or something like that to conclude it, or if we did conclude it, that's what we'll do at the end of the executive session. Now, we can either put a time frame at this point so that anybody who wants to come back and hear those little kernels of wisdom wants to do that, then there would be a time frame, or we can say now that we're going to be here until we get those things done. What is your pleasure, board?
Well, I think we should get it done. I like to put a time limit and get it done. That'd be fine, but I think there's no reason we should be able to finish it. day.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, yeah, it shouldn't really take a great deal of time.
Yeah, half hour.
I'd say a half hour, yeah.
Okay, I know that when we've done this before, we thought we were going to do half an hour, and we didn't.
Well, last year, we kind of developed this extra thing that we came up with.
That's right.
So I think that led to a lot of the excess.
Yeah, it did. No, I don't know if anybody has anything like that, in the works this year or not. If somebody does, then we can be longer than that. Or if we don't, then we won't.
Well, I think we say half hour or until we're done.
When you see a puff of smoke go up, you'll know that we've done our duty.
Will it be white smoke or black smoke?
That's right.
It should be red. It would be red.
That's right.
Do we do this executive thing every meeting?
No.
No, just one.
In fact, we very seldom do it.
I don't think we did one all last year.
We didn't, no, because last year we did this particular thing on a conference call. Partly we're trying to save money, partly we're doing it in a little bit different time frame, and so, and also we didn't have chapters of rule to specifically go through this year, and we also had our focus topic cancel on us. So all of those things kind of combined to make it doable and reasonable to do it while we're in person rather than doing it over the phone. So. Our very, very first meeting, we did it. And then, since then, I don't think we have done it during a public meeting.
Barbara, do you want to step off?
Not only do I want you to do that, but you need to do that. I mean, that's part of what the...
We didn't need to be told.
Okay, well, consider yourself told. You know, when I said that this was a closed meeting, I guess I thought that was a hint. But if that didn't, we'll now be blatant. So we're dismissing everybody except the commission board members.
Including Jody. You do not need
Jody because we have an executive session secretary.
Yeah.
Okay, we've come back from the executive session in which we talked about the survey results and the executive director's evaluation. There were a couple of things in the survey that we wanted, but by and large, everything looks really good from the responses that we got on the survey. Most people seem to be knowing what they're supposed to be doing and liking what they're doing, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so that was a really good thing. There were a couple of issues. One was that it might be a good thing to have a staff suggestion box. And so, we thought we would mention that as a possibility. Okay. And the other is that there is some concern about education, that if someone has a advanced degree, that it would be good if there was some remuneration for that. Budget times as they are, I don't know how likely that is, but it is, we thought as a board that's a good direction to go anyway, if it's possible.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that direction.
That if someone has a master's degree, that would make the person be in a position to earn a little bit more.
Now, we do at hiring, if the person has the master's degree, we hire at the two level. But if somebody's already, say, a rehabilitation counselor too, and then they complete their degree, we don't have the mechanism to make them a three or give them another kind of a raise.
Yeah, and it would be good. I think that the feeling is probably that if somebody does go to that effort after having been hired, that you know, that it would be good if it could be noticed in a monetary way.
Right. Of course, in a sense, it's noticed in a monetary way because we provide a tremendous amount of support. We pay tuition.
That was our other question.
You know, and actually, the state only allows 50% of tuition for most state employees, but because we have a specific grant that is in-service training grant, and it is partly as a response to the mandated comprehensive system of personnel development, which wants to require master's degrees, we pay 100%. We're allowed to do this, even though other state departments aren't, because of that grant. And we do. And we'll often pay for books and even travel and time. And if the person has gotten a stipend for tuition part of it, we'll cover the other stuff. So truly, compared to most entities, we really do provide a lot of support.
You pay their school, though, and they do all the work. I mean, so it's almost, then that's almost even somewhat disincentive. You pay all this work, invest all this in them, and they don't get any more money.
Well, they've got the value of that education, and
they'd only be rewarded for if they went to another place.
Well, that's the second part of it. The first part of it is just, you know, you really do actually learn things, contrary to like law degree, you know, a counseling degree, you would have to.
Let's review that eventually.
Correct. Yeah, so I mean, there's that benefit, but then you're right, and I mean, it does make the individual more marketable somewhere else, and that's the risk we take because we believe in investing in the employee.
But it's really the state sets the salary, so even if you said, oh yes, with the master's, I'll get an extra $500 a year, you can't do that.
Right. I am pretty sure we looked into being able to do that, and we weren't able to. Do you remember anything specific about that, Bob? Having another level that if a person who already is a 2, then completes their degree.
We did look into it as far as the 3 level.
Right.
It doesn't appear to be, something.
Right. We can't remember the specifics. It's been a while, but one of the first things I started doing 5 years ago when I became director and before we became a commission was trying to really look at ways that staff could be rewarded more in more ways. So that's not to say we can't look at it again at some point. But. Okay, thanks.
Okay, and you know, those were the main things that that we wanted to bring up as things that grew out of the survey. And, you know, we're grateful to staff again for responding to our wish to have input, because as we said so many times, we really do need that in order to have an idea of what's going on. And
I think it left a really good flavor in our mouth after we had all the surveys to see things were going so well.
Great. I wonder on the survey itself if we could share the results of that with all the staff. And since the survey and the evaluation tool are separate tools, would that...
You mean like how many one responses or how many two responses or, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would think we could.
And as director, I think it would be helpful for me to have the results, and then I could, you know, share with the staff.
It might even encourage more participation if you do the therapy.
Yeah, so what we can do is, put that together, and is there a volunteer to add them up?
I believe it, some of mine, I don't think it's a save all, especially like the ones digested with the...
Yeah, I have all the...
If you want to send me all those, I...
That might not hurt, because then that's a good deal for...
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, now, so now are we just talking about the numbers themselves and...
Not the names.
Well, no, of course not the names. We don't want to be confidential. Heaven forbid we're not going to do that.
I would want the numbers and any comments.
Yeah.
You know, survey results, that's everything in the surveys. That would be wonderful.
Probably as long as the comments would not identify the person.
Right, sure.
Send them to you, I make sure that I know that I'm supposed to get, 15 or, how many I'm supposed to get, so I make sure that I get all. Not that I don't trust my numbers.
Well, I put them all into one file.
Okay. All right. You send them as an attachment or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we adjourn that from the desk?
I believe we are.
Okay. Your first official act, Nancy. Good job.
Yeah.
Seconding.
We are at...
Is there a garbage can?